was a Jew who passed away last week. His name was Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen was a famous musician, poet, songwriter, and he wrote probably his most famous song is a song whose title we are not sure whether we're allowed to say, because it is Hallelujah. We're going to pronounce it Hallelujah for the purposes of this year, but really this year is going to be about whether you're allowed to say the word the way he had pronounced it. It's a kind of song that is... I don't know much about music, but I could tell that this was musically brilliant. It was touching, inspiring, sad, uplifting, spiritual, like everything you would ever want from a song somehow was in this song. And the question is one allowed to sing it? So this question was raised by my friend Rabbi David Bashefkin on Twitter, actually. He wanted to know whether there's any issue with singing this song. Someone sent me that Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, gave a whole drusha about the song. He darshaned it like it's a medrash. Okay, that's a little much, I think, to darshan it like it's a medrash, but he clearly held that you're allowed to say it, because he kept on saying it over and over again. But that's, so let's see. I once got this shaila from the Maccabees. The Maccabees always perform this niggun to Lechadodi, but one time they were performing for a secular audience. I think it was the time they were performing for Oprah or something. I don't remember exactly what the details were, but they wanted to know if they can sing with the original words and actually say it, or it's a violation of saying Shem Hashem for no reason. And the truth is, it's not only this word. There are a lot of names that include, or a lot of other words that include the Shem Hashem. The names, Yedidya, Tzrishadai, Immanuel, even my own name, Aryeh, has a Yod and a Hey at the end, and my Chavrusa, Shalom, there's a lot of discussion about whether you're allowed to call him by his name in a Beis HaKisei or something like that, or just allowed to say the name Stam. So let's discuss the Inyan. Specifically with this word, the sugi is in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. There are several opinions in the Gemara, recorded in the Gemara. Rav Chisda Amar Rabbi Yochanan holds that Haluluka, Keska, and Yedidya, or Yedidka, are all single words. Meaning, it doesn't comment, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't comment on Marchevya, but he says the rest of them are single words, and the Gemara says, we're not sure about what he holds about Marchevya, but the other three are definitely, they're not two separate words, they're a single word. If they're a single word, then it's much more likely that you're allowed to say it, that it's not a Shem Hashem, because it's another word. The Yud and the Hey may be a Shem Hashem, but as a whole word, it's not the Shem Hashem. Rav holds in the Gemara that Keska and Marchevka are single words, and he doesn't comment on Yedidka and Haleluka. The Gemara concludes, though, that according to Rav, those are two words. So, Hallelujah, one word, Yud and Hey, a second word. If that's the case, that would seem to be highly problematic, because you're viewing it as a separate word that is, in fact, the Shem Hashem. Then Rabba's sheet in the Gemara is Marchevka, is a single word, or if it's a single word, it's Marchevya, and therefore it's no Kedusha. The Gemara then comments that if Yedidka is two separate words, then one of them is Kodesh, meaning then it would be Yedid of Ka, of Yud and Hey, and that Yud and Hey would be Kodesh. The Tashbetz in Chelek Aleph, Sim Kofayin Zayin, is Medayik, that anything we determine to be one word would automatically be Chol. Meaning the Gemara says, oh, if it's two words, then the second one is Kodesh. The implication is that if it's one word, then automatically it's Chol, and you'd be allowed to be Mochek, such a shame, you'd be allowed to mention such a shame, even though it's clearly a shame that relates to Shem Hashem. I mean, we're clearly purposely incorporating Shem Hashem into a word, but once it gets incorporated into another word, that word is Chol, it's not Kodesh. And that's why the names Tzrishadai, Immanuel, that's okay. It's obvious that the reason you would give a kid the name Immanuel is because you're trying to say Immanuel. But once you give it as a name, as its own name, where the Shem Hashem is incorporated, that would be Chol. So the Gemara's conclusion about Hallelujah is not abundantly clear. The Gemara says like this: Rav holds that it's two words, and therefore it should be treated as Kodesh in the conclusion of the Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says two different things. It's a stira of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says on the one hand that the word Hallelujah means Hilulim Harbei, which would mean that it's one word and it's just saying a lot of praise for Hashem, and if it's one word, it's Chol, and it would be okay. The other statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, though, is that the word Halleluka is kolel shem v'shevach bebas achas, that it includes a shem Hashem and a praise of Hashem all at once. But machlokas achronim, what that means, and therefore what? Therefore it's kodesh, therefore it's chol. Yam shel Shlomo and Gittin, perek dalet al slamet aleph, and Taz and Ebenezer, simchuf chavtes, and shem os anashim, and shem aminadav, says that it's two words, that what he means is that it's two words, and the second of which is kodesh. So it would be a problem. Other achronim, the Karbonet, and the Pnei Moshe, and the Yerushalmi, and third perek of Sukkah, say that it's one word, but it's still a problem, because the second half of it is meant to be kodesh. And the Tiv Gittin, page Dun Dalet, says no, it's one word and therefore it can be erased. So far we have Rav very clearly that Halleluka is two words and therefore it is kodesh, you do have to worry. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, definitely one version of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's chol. A second version of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, not sure. It depends how you learn it. Then you have the Shita of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan that it's one word and therefore it's mutter to say and erase, it's chol. So three Shitos in the Gemara Lamaskana. One that it's definitely kodesh, one that it's definitely chol, and one we're not really sure what he's saying. We're not really sure whether it's kodesh or chol. What does the yud and the hey at the end of a word mean if it's just to add on to another word? What does it actually do to a word? The Yerushalmi in the third part of Sukkah says that if it's one word, then you could definitely erase it because it's entirely chol, and the Taz passing it this way. But what does it do? Why would you add a yud and a hey? Why not hallelu? Why would we add a yud and a hey onto a word if it's going to be chol anyway? So the Rashbam in Pesachim and Kuf Yud Zayin writes that it's not meant as kodesh at all. What it does is it adds emphasis. The yud and the hey is a way of saying that we're putting in an emphatic tone on this word. It's not just hallelu, it's halleluka. It's a much stronger way of saying it. The Marsha in the Chidush HaGadol disagrees in Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin. He says, no, of course it refers to Hashem, but just like people include Shem Hashem in their names and it doesn't make their names holy, here too the name doesn't become holy just because the Shem Hashem is incorporated. But obviously it's a reference to Shem Hashem. That's how the Marsha writes in the Chidush HaGadol. But it's not going to turn your name holy. I remember I was once an aid ksuba at a wedding at Rabbi Shimon Shanker's wedding, the Rabbi in MTA. I was an aide ksuba at his wedding, and Rabbi Teitz was Masada Kiddushin, and he said, "Let me see how you write your name before you write the ksuba." I wrote my name Aleph Reish Yud, and the way they taught me in elementary school is dash hey, and then Tzvi Ben Chaim Yitzchok, and Rabbi Teitz said, "No, that's not the way you write it. No one's going to mistake you for God. You could do Aleph Reish Yud and then hey." So I said, "Okay," and then I was just so in the habit of doing it. When I came to write on the ksuba, again, I put the dash there. And he looked at me like, what is wrong with you? But, okay. But if it's a person's name, even though, now my name, it's just a word that happens to have a yud and a hey in it. But some names purposely incorporate Shem Hashem, but that would still be chol if it's a person's name. That's how the Marsha understands. Now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So not so clear. The Tos Yantif in Sukkah in the fourth parak, Mishnah Hay, says that it really depends on the girsa in our Gemara. He says the correct girsa in our Gemara is that Rava Amar Marchevya Bilvad. That Rava says only Marchevya is a single word. All the other ones are two separate words. Which would mean Rava is the one that says that Halleluka is a problem, that it is Kodesh. And the rule is Hilchsa Kibasra. We passing like the later Amoraim, Rava's the Basra, we should passing like Rava. Thing is, our girsa in the Gemara and the girsa of the Rashbam in the Gemara is Rabba Amar Marchevya Bulvad. Now it's true, Hilchsa Kibasra, but that's only from Abaye v'Rava ve'elach. It's only after the days of Abaye and Rava. In Rabba's time, we wouldn't say Hilchsa Kibasra. So that's what this Ha'ara is made by the Get Pashuv in Simon Kuf Chavtas of Karn Kuf Lam Dalar and the Chuvas Shav Yaakov in Chelek Alav Simon Nun Zayin, that we don't necessarily paskin this way. The Me'iri says that all of them we paskin are two separate words, and therefore one is not allowed to say it unnecessarily. One is certainly not allowed to erase it. Now the Balei HaMasorah are the ones that really have to deal with it. I mean, if you're writing on a scroll, you're writing a Tanakh on a cloth, so you have to know, should you write it as one word or should you write it as two words? Now in our Sidurim, we always have it as one word, but the Balei HaMasorah actually debate how exactly is this supposed to be written? And in the Mincha Shai, in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuvdalid, in Parak Kuvdalid, Pasuk Lamed Hei quotes from the Radak that we find it both ways. We actually find it in both ways. So it would seem at the end of the day, there is good reason to be Machmir. There is reason why, growing up, you always heard people say Halleluka and not actually say the word itself. But there's also makom to be makel. So if you hear someone being makel, you don't have to scream at him, you don't have to... But it seems that there's ample reason to be machmir, because it's not so clear in the end how we would paskin, whether it's one of the shemos that are in him nimchakim.